The Georgia Southern baseball team was swept in a doubleheader by the Rutgers Scarlet Knights on Saturday, March 11, at J.I. Clements Stadium. Rutgers swept the three-game series with the two wins on Saturday. Game 1, Rue 19, GS 6. Rutgers, 6-7, would get on the board first when the leadoff man scored thanks to a wild pitch, but the Eagles, 7-8, would tie up the game when J.D. Kaiser was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded, scoring Jarrett Brown. Rutgers would plate 10 runners before the Eagles scored again, including plating 4 from a top of the third inning grand slam. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Corey Dowdle crushed a home run to right center field, bringing Jonathan Jamie home with him to cut the lead to 11-3. Rutgers would knock two homers in the top of the seventh inning, but the Eagles would respond with a sacrifice fly by Brown and two homers of its own, one from Sam Blancato and one from Noah Ledford to cut the lead to 13-6. Rutgers would plate 6 more in the top of the eighth and ninth innings to seal the 19-6 victory. Ben Johnson was charged with his first loss of the season after giving up 6 earned runs on 7 hits. Game 2, Rue 7, GS 0. Rutgers, 7-7, took a 2-0 lead after the top of the second inning from a sac fly and an RBI single. In the top of the third inning, the Scarlet Knights hit a 2-run homer to double the lead, and in the top of the fifth inning, Rutgers would score 2 more from a 2-RBI single, both of which were unearned. Rutgers would cap the scoring in the top of the seventh inning with an unearned RBI single, holding the 7-0 lead until the end. Georgia Southern, 7-9, would be no hit in the contest, and stranded 9 runners. Zachary Harris took his third loss of the season after going for 2.2 innings with 4 runs off of 4 hits. Up next, the Eagles will host 4 games next week, beginning with Kennesaw State in midweek action on Tuesday, March 14. After that, the Eagles will open Sun Belt Conference play by hosting the South Alabama Jaguars from Friday, March 17 to Sunday, March 19.